So epilepsy is actually a fairly common condition. It, you know, you'd say that it affects about 1% of the general population. About two-thirds of persons with epilepsy are very well controlled. Their seizures are very well controlled on existing medications. There's about a third of people whose seizures are not well controlled. They've been tried on one or two or three different medications, and they're still having ongoing seizures. And it's most of the people with hard-to-control seizures are treated with more than one medication at a time. For those people who have difficult-to-treat seizures, there's no guidance really that exists that says, here, you should try this medication first, or this one, or this combination of medications. So, you know, how can you figure out how to test what combination of medications would be most likely to work when there's so many possibilities, literally hundreds of possibilities from the existing medications? We stumbled upon the realization that there was an existing set of clinical data that could help us answer this question. And the data that existed was at these two Washington State institutions that take care of severely developmentally disabled adults. And we realized that they had been maintaining records of their how often their clients were having seizures and what they were being treated with in terms of medications and what the blood levels of those medications were and so forth for over 30 years, since the late 1970s. This was really a gold mine of data that could enable you to answer this kind of question. To the best of my knowledge, this kind of information doesn't exist anywhere else. Out of the 32 combinations that people were most frequently treated with, there was only one combination that was significantly superior to anything else they'd been treated with. And that combination was a brand name Lamictal, a generic name Lamotrigine, and the other was brand name Depakote, generic name Valproate. And when patients were treated with that combination of those two drugs, their seizure frequency did not go to zero. They were not cured of their seizures, but it decreased by an average of 50% compared to anything else they've been treated with. If we understand the mechanisms, then maybe we can figure out some other drug that would work even better and try and get to that goal of complete seizure freedom in the refractory population, you know, without having to resort to brain surgery or other things that we do for people who have failed many medications. So in my mind, it offers hope going forward.